This is Jim Engster. Thanks to Robert Travis Scott for filling in admirably and doing great work the last few days. And today we're back with Elbert Guillory, the state senator from Opelousas, a black Republican. He recently switched parties, going to the GOP and denouncing in harsh terms the Democratic Party. We'll find out from Elbert Guillory about why he feels more comfortable as a Republican. The GOP now has 25 seats in the 39-member Louisiana Senate, one short of a two-thirds majority. And Elbert Guillory, who's been a staunch supporter in most instances of Governor Bobby Jindal, is now one of the big movers and shakers in the Louisiana Republican Party. What's next for Senator Guillory? We'll talk with him. This coming very soon, but now the news on 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. This is Jim Engster. You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. 297-5633 is your number. Outside the area, it's 877-217-5757. You may reach us at engstershow@wrkf.org. Our guest at this time is Senator Elbert Guillory, now Republican from the great city of Opelousas. He was a Democrat for many years, and now Senator Guillory has decided to jump ship and become a member of the GOP. Good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Well, how's it going in your first month as a Republican?
Going very well. The outpouring of support has been absolutely incredible. People in my district and people from around the country have contacted me to congratulate me and to support me.
You haven't had any people say you made a mistake?
I've had two persons, one inside my district and one just outside my district, who have expressed their displeasure with my decision. Other than people who are in the Democratic Party hierarchy, those officers in the Democrat Party have said some some disappointing things and some really nasty things, but it's all right.
Why did you do it?
Politics.
Why did you do it?
Over the last couple of years, I've noticed that the state Democrat Party and the National Democrat Party have just moved away from the basic American values that I hold and most Louisiana folks hold. Matters like family, guns, school prayer, abortion, government spending, on all of those issues, we are just worlds apart.
How are you worlds apart? How are your worlds apart, Senator, on guns?
The state and national Democrats want to severely restrict gun ownership. They want to restrict the types of guns that exist instead of addressing the culture of killing that we have fostered by putting vile garbage into children in urban areas, which is where the gun problem is, the violence problem is. Instead of attacking the bases, they just want to limit guns and confiscate guns. The folks in my neck of the woods are hunters and gun shooters and gun owners, and there's no reason to interfere with our ownership because there is a violence problem in urban areas.
Can you do both? Can you address the culture and also address the availability of guns to people who maybe shouldn't have them?
Absolutely. Now, we're not talking about guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have them. I strongly support making sure that guns are only in the hands of people who should have them.
Do you back background checks?
I do back background checks, yes.
Okay. But you're against guns going to people who shouldn't have them. There are many in the conservative ranks who don't like background checks. In these gun shows, they're apparently are limited background checks. So is it possible? Go ahead.
I'm certainly in favor of background checks. I don't believe that people who have violent criminal backgrounds, histories. I don't believe that people who have mental health issues should be in the possession of weapons of any kind.
But if I want to go out and buy an Uzi or some kind of semi-automatic weapon, you feel that it's my constitutional right to be able to do so?
Yes, a semi-automatic weapon is not a not very different from a single-shot weapon. It's a matter of how fast your finger can pull the trigger. One shot at a time is just one shot at a time. And that's what a semi-automatic weapon does.
297-5633 if you'd like to talk to Senator Albert Lee Guillory. He has a law degree from Rutgers University, a graduate of Norfolk State University, and he is a member of the Black Caucus and now the only member who is in the GOP. Now, are you going to be kicked out of the lodge, or are you still going to be a member of the Black Caucus in the legislature, Senator?
Well, I'm going to remain a member of the Black Caucus. The leadership of the caucus and I have discussed this at length, and they are very pleased to have someone who is in the GOP and who's in the rooms where GOP decisions are made. To have someone in those rooms is a great advantage to the caucus.
877-217-5757, wherever you may be, for Senator Guillory. Mike in Port Allen. Mike, you're on the air with Senator Guillory.
Yes. I'm a little confused when I hear an individual who was once a long-life Democrat who says that the Democratic Party has kind of strayed away from the great American values. I'm deeply disturbed. First of all, he sounds like he's an African-American. Am I right? But let me give you something to think about. I sit here and I see that when you establish a gang of eight in the Congress, and nothing has ever been, nobody has ever did anything but attack, and no resolutions on the Republican side has made any sense to me as an American citizen. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And I serve my country. And here we are. Here I hear you talking about the Democratic Party has strayed away from its values. Normally I'm not even lost for words, but today I am. I just want to let the. I want you to ask the senator one question.
Well, you're asking him the question. Go ahead.
Let me ask him one question. When you sit back and you listen at so much rhetoric that these Republicans that's up there in the House and the Senate are bringing to what Newt Gingrich said, he doesn't even identify with the GOP anymore. When he spoke at the National Conservative Action Convention, he said, I can't even identify with this the Republicans anymore because it's a shame the way that they're only attacking a man who's trying to do the best that he has to deal with. Obama is doing everything he can, and nothing that he's done can ever be right. And then you telling me, and you say you've been a Democrat all of your life, and then now you're going to come and tell me that our values have changed? You are an insult.
All right, that's enough. What's your response to Fired Up Mike in Port Allen, Senator Guillory?
United States Navy, 1964 to 1968, and I thank you for your service also. To be very clear, no party is perfect, and I can remember in the 1960s, since I was in the military during that time, in the late 50s, the Democrats are the ones who fought civil rights. In 1957, when President Eisenhower attempted to pass the 1957 Civil Rights
Bill. Hold on just a second. At that time, Senator, as you know, all the elected officials in the South were Democrats. There weren't many
That's
Republicans.
Correct.
And yes, they did fight civil rights. Very few of them stood tall. Most of them were cowardly on this issue. But why didn't you switch then? Why didn't you become a Republican then?
In the 50s, I was too young to do it. In the 60s.
Well, wait a minute. If you're old enough to be a Democrat, aren't you old enough to be a Republican if you wish to be?
I wasn't a registered voter during much of the 1950s.
You were a registered voter in the 1960s. You chose to register as a Democrat. My guess around what you're born in 44, that time it was 21. So around 65, you probably registered the first time.
First time I registered in the mid 60s, I registered as a Democrat.
Right, and you
registered as a Democrat so that I could work with President Lyndon Johnson, who was struggling to pass the 1964 and 1965 Civil Rights Acts. I was very impressed with President Lyndon Johnson at that time, and that's the way that I went.
But you don't like President Obama?
I think the greatest president that we've had in the black community has been Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon opened the doors of higher education to blacks and the doors to government contracting as no other president has, including the one who sits in the White House right now.
So you're saying Nixon was better for black people in the United States than Obama or Kennedy or Clinton or Carter or any Democrat who's held that office since you were able to vote?
That is precisely what I'm saying. And incidentally, Richard Nixon had several black folks in his cabinet. The present president has two or three, I think.
297-5633. Quelly in Scotlandville. Quelly, good morning. You're on with Senator Albert Guillory.
Good morning, Mr. Guillory, and hello, Mr. Inkster. Glad to have you back.
Nice to
be here. My question to you, Mr. Guillory, is would you say that in your switch from being a Democrat to now being a Republican, would you say that was because we do live in a obviously red state, which is Republican, and it's more politically viable for you to be on a political ticket where it's probably easier for you to obtain a statewide office? And in respect to the comments that you made earlier, I like to question the fact that you said that you don't think that it should be possible for people with mental illness to obtain guns, yet you voted against the very measure of having background checks at places like at gun shows. I just recently myself purchased a handgun. It took me 10 minutes to purchase it, and I had to go through a background check. So I question your sincerity, sir, as being a Republican versus a Democrat. And thank you for your time.
All right. Another caller who's not pleased with your epiphany to become a Republican. Your response to Quelly, Senator?
Well, I certainly agree that from a political standpoint, in being able to deliver for my district, it is much more advantageous to be a Republican than to be a Democrat. Most of the major positions in Louisiana of political power are now held by Republicans instead of by Democrats. The head of the Senate, the head of the House of Representatives, the governor, lieutenant governor, the attorney general, all of those statewide positions are now held by Republicans. And when those people get together and make decisions that affect the state of Louisiana, those are Republicans sitting down in rooms filled only by Republicans. And we have not had a voice or presence in those rooms before my switch today. My community has a voice and a presence in those rooms.
Are you thinking about running for statewide office in 2015?
I am very happy being the senator from the 24th. I love my job. I intend to remain a senator as long as I can. Some people have talked about having me run for statewide office, but some folks have talked about having me run for Vice President of the United States, but those are the conversations of other people. I would never say never, but I am really happy to be the senator from the 24th.
All right, hold tight. Senator Albert Guillory, who's standing bravely and ready to answer any questions about his party switch. He's now a Republican from Opelousas back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Eakster. You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. 297-5633 is your local number. And if you're dialing outside the area, please call 877-217-5757. For Elbert Guillory, and I know many in our audience may not be pleased with his party switch, and some, of course, are elated about it, but whatever your position, remember this guy, he is a gentleman, and he has come here to be treated as such, so please refrain from personal attacks on the senator. He made a decision to become a Republican, and in our country we have two major parties, and they're good people in both parties. Paul in Hammond. Paul, you're on the air with Senator Elbert Guillory. Hi, Paul.
Yes, how you doing? How's everyone?
Fine.
Just a quick comment and a quick question. I think that you're right. I think, you know, the senator has a right to be able to switch his party from one to the other, and we should all respect his decision to be able to do that. I commend him on coming forth and being able to address this and answer the question. And the question that I would have, you know, as anyone probably would have if they really look at it as objectively as possible, is, how do you intend to continue to reach out to the constituents that elected you in the first place? Will you continue to be an advocate for the types of positions that you were an advocate before? I think that those are more important types of questions that we'd like to hear answers to rather than whether or not the decision was right or wrong, because there's no right or wrong here. That's just a matter of, you know, you were elected by a group of constituents. Do you still intend to represent them as well as you did, regardless of what party that you're in? And I'll take the response on behalf. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Senator?
First, let me say that I really appreciate that thoughtful question. The answer is absolutely yes. I've not changed hearts. I've not changed brains. I've not changed my level of commitment to my community. The only thing that I did was change parties. The people who elected me did not choose, they didn't vote, they voted for Elbert Guillory, the man. They didn't vote for a party. And my record of performance is clear and unbroken over decades. My record of performance as a legislator is clear and unbroken. I intend to continue that fierce commitment to the people of my community and to the people of Louisiana.
Okay, 297-5633. By the way, a listener noted that President Nixon apparently did not have any African-American cabinet members, and I'm looking at the list, and I did not see any African-Americans who served in the cabinet under President Nixon. The first African-American to be at a cabinet-level position was in 1966. President Johnson appointed Robert Weaver, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, the HUD Secretary, and the first African-American Republican appointed in 1975 to Secretary of Transportation, William Coleman. 297-5633 is your number. Bruce in Walden. Bruce, you're on the air with Senator Elbert Guillory. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. So did Guillory the man support Medicaid expansion for 400,000 uninsured people, many of whom live in your district?
All right. Are you in favor of Medicaid expansion, or are you with the governor on this one, Senator?
I voted to expand Medicaid in Louisiana. I voted to bring the Affordable Care Act to Louisiana. And I when I made that vote, and I was that was my vote on the Senate Health and Welfare Committee to keep it alive and bring it to the floor. I did point out that there are some serious defects in it, some serious flaws, and I think that we can do better than that. Arkansas, for example, has an Arkansas plan that uses some of the Obamacare parts and some things that are indigenous to Arkansas. We could do the same thing in Louisiana and come up with a better system. The Obamacare, as it exists now, does not place any of the burdens on drug companies, for example. They've been major contributors to the president, and so he set them aside. The same thing is true of insurance companies. They have not had to carry any of the burden. So the burden has fallen on taxpayers and on small businesses. We can do better, but yes, I did support it. I voted for it.
Melissa in Mid-City. Melissa, good morning. You're on the air with Senator Guillory. Hi, Melissa. Are you there, Melissa?
Having Senator Guillory on and acknowledge Senator Guillory for having the integrity and the, you know, pride in coming forward and switching parties. I know in the context of the political environment that we all operate in these days, this wasn't an easy thing to do. I think Senator Guillory has done an incredible job of representing his constituency in the legislature, and I fully expect he'll continue to do that, regardless of which, you know, side of the aisle he's working from. So I just wanted to applaud you, Senator Guillory, for this courageous move.
All right, Melissa, are you a Republican, Melissa?
Actually, I'm not. I'm an independent, so I don't affiliate with either party, but. You know, I have an appreciation, but the reason for that is because my, you know, philosophical position is right in the middle. So mm-hmm. I think people ought to be where they are.
Well, you know. In order to have more collegiality and cooperation in government, perhaps we need more black Republicans and more white Democrats.
And more independents.
And more independents. Well, there's nothing wrong with being an independent, but it's a little harder to get elected as an independent, especially if you're running for federal office. But Senator Guillory has decided to become a Republican. How much consultation did you have with the governor on this, Senator, if any?
I did not consult with the governor. I did consult with a number of the ministers in my district and a number of the political leaders in my district before I made the change. Practically every mayor and chief of police in my area, I did discuss this with in advance.
Now, you noted that some presidents who are Democrats who have been, of course, lauded for their support for the black community, maybe were not as supportive as they could have been or should have been. Well, Governor Jindal has no black secretaries in his cabinet, none. He's the first governor since Jimmy Davis, I think, not to have any. He had no African Americans work for him when he was a member of Congress. He had an all-white staff. I think he had one Asian person. But is that a concern to you, Senator Guillory?
Of course it is. And I want to point out that no party, no individual is perfect, and I didn't change because I sought perfection. I changed because I sought change. Is my intention to have a greater black voice in the Republican Party, and I'm making sure that that's happening because I got a big voice, I got a big mouth, and I'm going to be talking about those issues. In the rooms where Republicans make decisions. That's really what this is very much about.
Well, I agree. You're certainly willing to stand up to the hierarchy of the GOP if you feel like they're going in the wrong direction. But based on what you said at the beginning of the show, you feel like in most cases they're going in a better direction than are the Democrats.
I agree with that, certainly. Values. I guess I'm at an age in my life where idealism is not, well, I don't know. I'm not an idealist. I'm a realist, and values are extremely important to me. I'm more comfortable with the family values of Republicans, of the state Republican Party and the national Republican Party.
You're against abortion? Availability of abortion?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. You're against gay marriage?
In
against
cases of rape.
Gay marriage? You don't like that either, I don't guess.
I believe that most of the people in my district support marriage as between a man and a woman. However, they do not support discrimination against anyone and making sure that civil unions exist, making sure that people are able to dispose of their money, and if someone has to go to the hospital, who can go into that hospital room and make decisions. All of those are civil decisions, and no one supports, that I know of, supports discrimination against gay people in any of those ways. telling a church, marriage is basically a church decision, and telling a church that they should or must marry Bob and Joe is not something that I'm ready to do, and I don't believe that most Louisianans are ready to do that at this time.
How about Mary and Sue? Would you be okay with that?
Same thing.
Lewis downtown. Lewis, you're on the air with Senator Elbert Guillory.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, sir.
How are you this morning? They have talked often this morning about you being a lifelong Democrat.
I did not say
there?
That.
He said he's been a Democrat since 1965.
Well, actually, I think if you checked with the senator, he was a Democrat, and then he was a Republican, and then if I remember correctly, you changed right before you ran to the legislature back to a Democrat?
That is
so
correct.
So my question is, are you sure that changing back again to the Republicans is not a change in maybe the political office you're going to run for?
All right. So I didn't know that, I'm sorry that I didn't, but you were a Democrat, then a Republican, then a Democrat, and now a Republican again.
Probably two more of those changes. Keep in mind that I have worked in six states and the federal government, working for different governors. When I was on the staff of Governor Marvin Mandel, a Democrat of Maryland, he wanted me to make sure that I was a Democrat. I was appointed to the cabinet of Governor Thompson of Illinois, and he wanted to make sure that I was a Republican. So being a professional government manager, I have switched parties based on the needs of my my employers. But I did the same work in both and during the Nixon administration for the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. I enforced civil rights laws and helped civil rights agencies across the country enforce those laws. That was what I did as a profession. And I did that as a Republican and as a Democrat.
297-5633 and 877-217-5757. Scott in the senator's hometown of Opelousas. Scott, you're on the air with Senator Elbert Guillory. Hi, Scott.
How are you doing, sir?
Fine.
Good morning, sir.
All right. Listen, Senator, I'm glad to hear you making some thoughtful changes in your career. My family's always been a big supporter of you, and I just want to ask, I just had two small questions for you. This is really pertaining to, I think, politics and ethics as a whole, especially within the state and also nationwide. Given that both the Democrat and Republican parties have pretty much demonstrated their, what's the word I'm looking for, uselessness as far as changing anything for anything significant, and pretty much to the fact that they're basically no different than political action committees, I was wondering if you would actually take the step forward to actually having both political parties made illegal.
That's an interesting concept. I think I know your answer, but I don't think you're going to try to make either major party illegal in this country, and I doubt that you'd get very far if you did.
I don't think that would happen, but I will tell you that the concept is a good concept. If we outlawed political parties and everyone had to be just an American, and if we made our decisions based on America and not on Republican first or Democrat first, I think that our nation would be significantly better. Unfortunately, I don't believe that many people would join us in that. But if we outlawed all parties today, I think that America would be better off by this afternoon.
Shannon on Government Street. Shannon, you're on with Senator Guillory.
Good morning, Mr. Senator.
Yes.
Good morning.
I have a question. My question is to follow up with Medicaid expansion, something that would help thousands of uninsured people in Senator Guillory's district. the senator is claiming that he voted in committee to support of this proposal. However, when he was on the vote for the Senate floor, on the vote of the Nevers Amendment, he got a bipartisan support. Senator Gillard took a walk.
Did you vote at all, Senator?
I did not vote at
all. On the Nevers proposal, if you had voted, would you have voted for it?
I would have voted, and I've been consistent in my voting and in my voices about this. I would have voted for the expansion of Medicaid and Medicare in Louisiana. I voted for it. I believe in it. Until Louisiana has a better idea, I think that that is the best idea, the better idea. It's not a great idea, certainly not even a good idea, but it's better than what we have right now. We had, for example, a public health hospital, the charity hospital system, which we have dismantled. We have not. That was a safety net for a whole lot of folks in Louisiana. We have not effectively replaced those hospitals, and we have not come up with a better plan. So until that happens, yes, I am in favor of it. I clearly am, without question. And I did not take a walk. I simply was not in the chamber at the time that vote was taken.
Paul in Opelousas. Hi, Paul. You're on with Senator Guillory, your senator.
Hello, Senator. How you doing?
Good morning.
We know each other well. Good morning. We know each other well. Really, in our district, which is Opelousas, in that district, to me, it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, do the work, do the job. A condition right now in San Andreas Parish, as you know, school board system is almost infunctional. We got four schools in the city of Opelousas about to go through failing, one looking at closing. What actions will you and have you taken to arrest that situation, even though it's bad? You know, like I said, the law sometimes has to undress you to make you whole. What plans are you looking at right now that will arrest this situation and change it, aside from just, you know, the private school situation?
Senator.
I have been extremely involved in the problem that you're talking about. It lives in my guts. It's a serious problem. The first thing that I've worked on is to merge Park Vista and Crestwell. Crestwell being the lowest performer, or one of the lowest performing schools in our parish consistently over many years, and Park Vista being the top performing school in our parish. We're merging those. That merger process has begun. The state was going to take it over, but we were able to negotiate this deal that would put the worst performing school under the management of the best performing school, merging those two schools, merging the classrooms, and I believe that that's going to help bring up Crestwell tremendously, the children who were in Crestwell.
297-5633. We'll take a brief pause and return with Senator Elbert Guillory, a Republican now from the fine city of Opelousas. Elbert Guillory, graduate of Rutgers University Law School, Norfolk State, and Armed Forces veteran, back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Inkster. You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge, 297-5633. Our guest is Senator Elbert Guillory, Republican from Opelousas, recently changed parties, and he has announced that he has done this before, but this is the first time as an elected official of the Louisiana legislature, and he is now the first or the only black Republican in the Louisiana legislature. 25 members now of the GOP and the 39-member Louisiana Senate. Dan downtown. Good morning, Dan. You're on the air with Senator Guillory.
Yeah, so, Senator, do you think that both political parties and the country as a whole would be better off if most adherents were of a more moderate persuasion, you know, as opposed to, for example, the Tea Party right-wing extremists?
What?
I believe that extremism in anything may not be the best way. Normally, the best way is the middle way. If we lopped off the extreme left and the extreme right, I think that we'd be better in our decisions. I do believe that conversations and debate about issues are made better by having the extremes involved in those debates. But I believe that the answers, after the debates are held, the answers that we implement, I believe, normally fall nearer the center.
877-217-5757. A line is open for the first time in a while to talk with Senator Elbert Guillory, Republican from Opelousas. Hal in, where is it, Oak Hills, he wants to know, Kevin and Senator Guillory, your thoughts about President Bush, the predecessor to President Obama. Did you like him?
I think that one thing that Bush did that I really, really respected was No Child Left Behind. For years, we had just permitted urban schools to languish, become D and F performing schools. No one paid any attention to it. Bush came along and even with all of the defects in it, No Child Left Behind started a national debate that it is leading to education reform and leading to better schools in the urban areas. On the other hand, Bush got us into Iraq and Afghanistan, two of the worst wars that America's ever been involved in. We've lost treasury and we've lost blood, precious blood, on this reckless adventure that he got us into. He spent us into serious deficits, building bridges and highways in faraway lands while our own bridges and highways are collapsing in America. It was just a dumb thing, one of the dumbest things I've ever seen a president do in American history.
Well, you speak as a military veteran. Did you serve in Vietnam, Senator?
I served during the Vietnam years. I did not serve in Vietnam. I spent 4 years in the U.S. Navy.
297-5633. Still time to get in with Senator Elbert Guillory. James in Mid-City. Hi, James. You're on the air with the senator.
Hi. I was disappointed when Senator Guillory in the Senate committee voted to advance Bernie White's bill to divide the East Baton Rouge school district into parts, and I'd like to give him a chance to justify his vote. Thank you.
Right, that was the bill.
Absolutely. Yes, that was a bill that would have taken a part of a section of the East Baton Rouge Parish school system out of that system and would have created an independent system. The East Baton Rouge school system has some very, very serious difficulties. One of the biggest difficulties they have is the problem of safety. They have not provided a safe, secure learning environment. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of disruption. And until someone is able to address those issues, you're simply not going to have education. You're not going to teach kids under those circumstances. People came, child after child, parent after parent, and testified about that problem. I believe that giving the breakaway school system an opportunity to create a better learning environment for those students, it's good. There's no reason to hold them hostage, to force them to stay in a crappy school system when they can do better. It's about educating children. Too many times adult issues get involved and we lose the issue. The basic issue is educating our children. And this would have advanced educating children in that area.
Hawk on Corsi has an interesting question. He wants to know where you were, Senator, when Medgar Evers was killed 50 years ago this week. Do you recall that?
I do not recall. 50 years ago, that would have been
1963. So you would have been a young man of about 18 or 19. So
yes, I can tell you where I was.
Where were you?
I was a student at Southern University. I was editor-in-chief of the Southern University Digest, and shortly near the end of 63, I was expelled from Southern for writing radical things like, if I fight your wars and pay your taxes, I'm not going to walk through the back door of your public building.
So you were kicked. Who kicked you out of Southern?
The administration did, ultimately. A gentleman from law enforcement assisted me to find my way to the edge of the campus.
Is that how you ended up at Norfolk State?
I joined the Navy and was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. And that's how I went to Old Dominion College, Norfolk State, and to Hampton Institute. I finished my education while I was at night school while I was in the Navy.
I'm finding all kinds of things out about Senator Guillory. So you're thrown out of Southern for being a rabble-rouser, is that it?
Yes, a writing rabble-rouser.
That's a rabble-rouser.
All-time youngest editor-in-chief of the newspaper.
Well, and he got kicked out of Southern. So this is a guy who is a brave man and willing to go against the grain. And at that time, this would have been, well, Jimmy Davis would have been governor of the state. The two senators were Russell Long and Allen Ellender. Did you appeal to them at all? Did you ask for help?
No, I didn't ask for help. And I had already called Mr. Ellender a lunatic in print. So I didn't expect that he was going to give me much help.
Well, you never know.
And for very good reason,
I bet you got his attention.
I suspect that I did.
Maybe that's why you got thrown out.
That certainly is one of the reasons why it was. I was reminded of that when I was told that it was time for me to pursue my education elsewhere.
297-5633 for Senator Albert Guillory. John on Essen. John, good morning. You're on the air with the senator.
Hey, good morning to you both. Just a quick question for the senator. He was speaking earlier about a merger between Excelling School and Passing School in this area. And the question I had was, are there any maybe a guarantor in place by which he can be sure that those kids leaving the Felon School will have guaranteed access to the Passing Mark School and not just maybe passed off to a secondary, third marginal school in the area? Thank you, sir.
All right. Did you
hear? No guarantees. Yeah, I did. There are no guarantees in education. The voucher plan sends kids to private schools. There are breakaway school districts. All I know is that where we have many low-performing schools, where we have violence and disruption in schools, that we have to do something different. If we keep doing what we're doing, we'll keep getting the poor result that we are getting, which is one out of five kids going to college. Almost half of the kids don't graduate. They drop out. That's atrocious. That's not acceptable. That's not educating our children. Mm-hmm. So we've got to do some things that are different.
Holly in the Garden District asked about this CNSI investigation. You've been on the front lines of health care discussions in Louisiana. This is a potential bombshell. Do you think it'll go anywhere?
I think that it will. I don't want to comment too deeply on an ongoing investigation, but I think that some people are going to jail as a result of this.
And you're a lawyer. You've been around a courtroom or two or three. So Senator Guillory speaks as somewhat of an authority. But is this a black eye for the Jindal administration, or will this be just a blip on the radar?
I think this will be a blip on the Jindal radar. The person who was in charge is no longer here. And I think that the persons who did unlawful things will be brought to justice. I don't believe that it's going to have an effect on the general administration.
Were you surprised that Don Cashew resigned as a U.S. attorney, a former congressman and former state lawmaker Don Cashew, a man I'm sure you know?
I do know Don. I have deep respect for him. I was surprised at his resignation. I suspect that we will see him in other positions of great responsibility. He's a man of integrity and honesty, as I know him. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of him.
297-5633. Nicole calling from Winsboro. Hi, Nicole. You're on the air with Senator Albert Guillory.
Hi. Yes, my name is Nicole, and I just have a question.
Yes, Nicole.
I have a question about equal pay for women. And have you ever only voted for it after it was amended to apply, that applies to the state workers? And why he could not support all women to afford equal pay?
Okay, Senator.
I do support equal pay for equal work. Have, as I was saying a little earlier, I enforced civil rights laws around the country, and that was a very important part of that same thing.
Okay.
And I did vote to support the equal rights legislation this past year.
Okay, you say you did this past year? You did vote it?
I did vote to support it, and more importantly, over the last 3 decades, I have supported it and worked to enforce it.
Well, a bill was passed, but it applies only to some state agencies, not to the full populace of Louisiana. Would you be in favor of a bill like that to apply to every citizen of the state?
Well, the good thing about this is that the federal legislation is still in existence. And as a matter of fact, it even primes the state legislation. If a woman feels that she is not being paid in a fashion equal to her male counterpart, all she has to do is go to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the matter will be addressed immediately.
So you're saying state legislation would be redundant?
Let's just say it would be icing on an already good cake, but it's good to have that cake already there. The icing would have been nice, but the cake is still there.
So you're saying if somebody has a complaint, a man or a woman for that matter, about being paid inequitably, they have resources through the federal government to make their case?
Absolutely. Today. And that's not something that has to be set up or put in motion right this minute. They can make a phone call, and that matter will be adjudicated.
Okay. 297-5633. A few more minutes with Senator Guillory, and we apologize. George Gilder was going to be with us, a conservative economist of renown, the supply-sider who is quoted extensively by many in the GOP ranks. But George will be with us sometime soon, I'm sure, but not today. Senator Guillory has graciously stayed with us the full hour. This has been quite a week as far as civil rights observances, and I'm sure you've heard many of the reports from Debbie Elliott on WRKF, but it was June 11th, 1963, that President John Fitzgerald Kennedy made his famous speech advocating civil rights in this country. And at the time, this was something that was a controversial speech. Let's hear from President Kennedy.
It ought to be possible for American consumers of any color to receive equal service in places of public accommodation, such as hotels and restaurants and theaters and retail stores, without being forced to resort to demonstrations in the street. And it ought to be possible for American citizens of any color to register and to vote in a free election without interference or fear of reprisal. It ought to be possible, in short, for every American to enjoy the privileges of being American without regard to his race or his color.
Now, that in its time was a brave speech from President Kennedy. And I must say, yes, Senator, despite your affinity for Richard Nixon, I never heard him talk quite like that when he was president about race in America.
I agree. Nixon was not one who talked the talk, but he's the one who walked the walk. Affirmative action did not exist in America until Richard Nixon breathed. It was a concept created at Rutgers, incidentally, but it was a concept that he gave life to. He breathed life into affirmative action, which was a very important part of civil rights at that time. Nixon is always going to be my hero. He delivered. Kennedy.
Do you have it? Do you have his photo? Do you have his photo on your wall? Do you have a photo of Richard Milhouse Nixon?
No, I have the photos of my mother and my daddy on my wall. No other person. Okay.
Well, he was quite a historical figure on the cover of Time 42 times, more than anybody else. And I think has the best presidential library of them all. Richard Milhouse Nixon, the man from Yorba Linda, California, and hero of Senator Elbert Gillery. Senator, thank you so much, and appreciate your willingness to stay with us a full hour. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Jim, it's always a pleasure talking with you. It's always challenging and intellectual.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, for Kevin Gallagher, I'm Jim Engster. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.
Podcasts of The Jim Engster Show are available at WRKF.org. The Jim Engster Show is produced in association with the Louisiana Radio Network and is copyrighted by WRKF for the private use of its audience. Any other use of any portion of this program without the written consent of WRKF is prohibited. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of WRKF, its officers, and members.